Good morning, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday. To Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, brought to you by Jetson Surf Technology, offering innovative electric-powered surfboards. Visit JetsonSurfTechnology.com to demo one today. Thanks a lot for Jetson for sponsoring report for this Wednesday. Vacation time for Swami and Buddha, so we're going to be gone for a week, but there's a lot of action to talk about. The Gulf is going to be blowing up over there. It looks like a lot of onshore winds and big chunky surf coming. We'll talk about that. East Coast side, pretty much the same stuff for the next week. We're going to have a lot of southwest winds for the next day or so. And then as that storm starts to pull away in the Gulf over there, the winds are going to come out of the southeast a little bit more. And we're going to have just background surf, the same we've had for the last couple weeks. Nothing much bigger than maybe a lucky waist high. Mostly southeast winds 10, maybe a little stronger in the afternoon. Looks like the weekend the southeast winds could pick up enough for South Beach maybe to have a little bit of a wind chop swell. So that's it for the whole next week for the East Coast. Now the West Coast over there, up there in the Panhandle, they're going to be getting bombarded with onshore wind starting Thursday, it looks like. It's forming up later today. And for Thursday, onshore winds start picking up to 15 to 20, maybe 30. Now they're really going to be watching this one because it's off land just enough, so it could form up and build up more. Looks like big chunky surf for the Panhandle for the next 3 or 4 days into Tuesday of next week. And fading away each day, and the winds probably will fade off as that storm moves inland. It looks like it's going to ride into New Orleans from what the wave models looks like. So the Gulf is the big action for this next week. Not much on the East Coast, the same as stuff that we've had. And it looks like Thursday through Tuesday, onshore winds could get up to 25 to 30, maybe stronger. Just depends on what this storm does. BR will update if there's some big changes. I'll be talking to him while on vacation with Swami. Keep you guys posted. So the East Coast is quiet. West Coast is going to be some onshore big chunky surf starting Thursday through the weekend. All right, you guys take it easy. Check out the cams for more info. And remember, here's other sponsors, Ron Johns and also the Main Street Pub, baby, downtown. Thanks to these guys for sponsoring. We'll be back for Wipeout Wednesday next week. Surf Guru. See ya.